Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janna Ballabha Kibibara Dhari. Gopi Janna Ballabha Kibibara Dhari. Jasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Chira Vanachari. Namunate Ravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Follow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramaham Sipari Vajakacharjam, Astatarasadashi Shima, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Trirandi Goswami Maharaj Bhavapariki Jai. Yaskan Pandavacharya Srila Bhavapariki Jai. Patita Pavana Savior of the Fallen Soul, Srila Bhavapariki Jai. Srila Bhagavat flooding the whole universe with ecstatic Krishna prema tidal wave ki jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramaham Zapati Vijakacharja Vashtadarajadashi Srimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Nama Chandra Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Premsa Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopinath Samakun Narakun Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Mayapur Dham ki jai, Navadip Dham ki jai, Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai, Ganga Mayi ki jai, Jamuna Mayi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tussi Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschachandeshatarine. So, what is our ending time? 9 o'clock sharp. 9 o'clock we end? Okay. PM or AM? The vision of Bhagavad class was 7 days. I mean, you know, even 12 hours is a short class considering that. So today we are blessed with the unlimitedly auspicious activity of studying Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 29, talks between Narada and King Prachinabarhi, text number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Brihat Balam Mana Vidyat Ubhaya Indriya Nayakam Panchala Pancha Vishaya Yat Madhye Navakam Param Brihan Balam Mano Vidyad Ubayendriya Nayakam Panchala Pancha Vishaya Yanmanjay Navakam Param. Brihan Balam Mano Vinyad. Ubayendriyanayakam. Panchala Pancha Vishaya. Yanmad Yenavakam Param. Brihan Balam Mano Vinyad. Ubayendriyanayakam. Panchala Pancha Vishaya. Yanmanje Navakamparam. Panja Vishaya. Yanmanje Navakamparam. Yanbelang Mano Vidyad. Indriyandriyanayakam. Panchala Pancha Vishaya. Yanmanje Navakamparam. Bihad Balam Mano Vidyad. Yanbeyandriyanayakam. Panchala Pancha Vishaya. Yanmanje Navakang Param. Bihan Balam Mano Vidyad. Ubayendriyanayakam. Panchaya Pancha Vishaya. Yanmanje Navakang Param. Ladies. Anbalam Mano Vidyad Indriyanayakam Chala Pancha Vishaya Yamaje Navakamparam Prihanbalam Mano Vidyad Indriyanayakam Panchala Pancha Vishaya Yanmanje Navakamparam Brihat Balam. Very powerful. Mana, the mind. Vidyat, one should know. Ubhaya Indriya, of both groups of senses. Nayakam, the leader. Panchala, the kingdom named Panchala. Pancha, five. Vishaya, sense objects. Yat, of which. Madhye, in the midst. Navakam, having nine apertures. Param, the city. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The 11th attendant, who was the commander of the others, is known as the mind. He is the leader of the senses both in acquisition of knowledge and in the performance of work. The Panchala kingdom is that atmosphere in which the five sense objects are enjoyed. Within that Panchala kingdom is the city of the body, which has nine gates. Purport. The mind is the center of all activities and is described here as Brihat Bala, very powerful. To get out of the clutches of Maya, material existence, one has to control his mind. According to training, the mind is the friend and the enemy of the living entity. If one gets a good manager, his estate is very nicely managed. But if the manager is a thief, his estate is spoiled. Similarly, in his material conditional existence, the living entity gives power of attorney to his mind. As such, he is liable to be misdirected by his mind into enjoying sense objects. Srila Ambarish Maharaj, therefore, first engage his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord, Savayamana Krishna Padaravindayo. When the mind is engaged in meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, the senses are controlled. This system of control is called yam, and this means subduing the senses. One who can subdue the senses is called a Goswami, but one who cannot control the mind is called Godas. The mind directs the activities of the senses, which are expressed through different outlets, as described in the next verse. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bhara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachandishatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Namyagate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Ninatarinam. Just see how important the mind is. The mind will make you or break you depending on what you do with it. Are you going to be the master of your mind? Or are you going to be the slave of your mind? You understand? If you can master this art of keeping your mind under control, it'll be your best friend. It'll help you in your own practice of Krishna consciousness and in spreading Krishna consciousness to the suffering soul. You see? You got to get that mind trained up. The mind is compared to the child. The intelligence is compared to the mother. So the mother who doesn't train the child properly, what does he become? A brat. A rascal, you see. So, how do we train the mind? That will break you or break you in this Krishna consciousness movement. If you can bring your mind out of control, you become a powerful Vaishnava, actually, who can liberate so many living entities from the cycle of birth and death. If you don't control your mind, you can't even save yourself, rascal. You see? You'll be a rascal, you see. One who can't control his mind is a rascal. One who does control the mind, he becomes a fixed up devotee who can do great, wonderful acts of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Bajahure mana Shri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanada Vindure. Poet Govindadas gives us a little hint of how to control that mind. He does it very nicely. My dear mind, please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. He's addressing his mind. So can we do that too? Is that, would it be wrong for us to say, okay, my dear mind, let us now be Krishna conscious? Yes, we can actually pray that way. You can talk to your own mind. Okay, mind, no more nonsense. You little rascal, you've been leading me through these 8,300,000 species again and again. Sometimes a screaming baby, sometimes of this, sometimes of that, you see. Mind, that's it. Your little escapade is over. You've been like a little kid running wild in a candy shop trying to enjoy boga. So mind, the business is finished now. Your little escapade is over. Now you're going to become fixed, you see. Now you're going to be fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Okay, mind, do you agree or not? How about it, Mr. Mind? Do you agree to become fixed in Krishna Bhakti? Now your only business now from here on is to think about Krishna. Nothing else. Think about Krishna, how to awaken Krishna consciousness more and more within my heart, how to spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. That's my only business now. Is that okay, mind? Do you agree? You have to convince your mind that it's in its highest self-interest to be fully absorbed in Krishna. Mind, don't you understand how much you've been torturing yourself by not being Krishna conscious? You see? So this way you have to train that. That's your bhakta program. You're a bhakta leader, you see. Bhakta mind. You're the bhakta leader. Your mind is your bhakta. You're training him up, you see. Bhakta program going on in here, you know. You're a little, everybody has to be a bhakta leader. The new bhakta is the mind, you see. Okay, bhakta mind. Don't mind it, but now our only business is Krishna consciousness, you see. From the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment we go to bed at night, and even in your dreams, mind, I want you to be Krishna conscious. I want you to become so, my dear mind, I want you to become so absorbed in Krishna throughout the day that at night you keep your dream about Krishna, you see. You dream about becoming Krishna conscious, about devotees, about the spiritual master, about Krishna, you see. So in this way, we just have to, as Krishna says, yato yato nishchalati manaschanastalamastaram tatastato nayamyaitat atmanyavivishamyayat. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Okay, you little rascal. You've been thinking about girls too long or boys too long, you see. Now your only business is Krishna. You got it? My dear mind, you understand it? But, the mind says, but can't I enjoy? The mind complains. But can't I enjoy life a little bit? My dear mind, try to understand that your so-called enjoyment is simply masochistic madness. You think you're enjoying by going after sense gratification? So you have to educate your mind. Your mind is stupid, you see. Intelligence is where there's actually good brain, you see. By studying the scriptures, you develop spiritual intelligence. But the mind doesn't always want to be in harmony with that intelligence, you see. Just have to keep bringing it back. Finally, the mind will say, okay, I give up. I've been fighting long enough. I surrender, you see. And then when your mind actually becomes fixed like that, it becomes amazing. You see? It becomes absolutely amazing. You can start to feel your spiritual identity beyond your material body. You can start to taste great transcendental bliss beyond the so-called enjoyments of this material existence. So take the time and trouble to train that mind. From the moment you wake up, the moment you go to bed at night, keep that mind under control. Don't let it run wild. Keep the mind under control, you see. And then your mind will become your best friend. The mind of being you have to habituate your mind to always being Krishna conscious. Make that a habit. You're like a dog, you see. He can run around and do all kinds of nonsense, and you can train the dog how to do very nice things. It's like when I was a kid, living in Kirkwood, Missouri, USA. Our neighbor across the street, they had a dog, they trained him up. Every day when they'd come to throw the newspaper, you see, and the dog would come out and pick up the newspaper in his mouth and take it back in the house. Even in the cold winter, you know, the snow and the ice, the dog would just go charging out there. And you could see him every morning going out and getting that newspaper, you see. He was trained up, you see. We have to train up our minds like that. The mind wants to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The mind likes to think about Krishna, be absorbed in engaging and using the conversations about Krishna, meditating on the leelas of Krishna, just like this wonderful, wonderful Rasa Leela pastime. So wonderful, that festival we had last night. Oh, the deities, Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Oh my goodness gracious. So beautiful, so wonderful. We got to get darshan again at Mangalarti again. Such an amazing, mystical thing if you just go deep into it, you see. So in this way, you have to absorb your mind in this kind of stuff, you see. In kirtan, in philosophy, in studying the books, in doing first-class service, having first-class relationships with devotees. In this way, you'll be living in the spiritual world. Now we have some questions coming in. Go ahead and take them. Please make ISKCON Pune your base. Do you agree? We only make ISKCON Pune our base? No, she says no. Why? What can I do? but it's one of our bases. That I can say. It's one of our bases. Definitely one of our bases. Huh? What did she say? We got a mic over there. It's definitely a very special place. We come here like twice a year, you know.
If you make this as a base, then familiarity will breed contempt.
Familiarity breeds contempt. Absence makes the heart go fonder. If I was here all the time, you might get really tired of it. Oh, no, 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 no. Absence makes the heart go fond. So we're keeping ourselves welcome here by not coming too much. I am trying my level best to take light prasadam at night, because if I take light prasadam, the forces of hunger doesn't allow me to sleep. Wait. I think he meant I'm taking deep. That doesn't make sense. I think he meant he takes heavy prasadam. He takes light prasadam. My battery's going out, it's okay. So how to overcome this conditioning? Yeah, you may have a habit of eating heavy at night and you can't wake up well in the morning. Just have to start doing it, that's all. Just don't have it. It shouldn't be on your plate. Put only on your plate what you feel is proper. And don't have it on your plate. Out of sight, out of mind. I have a problem, whatever task I start, I do not complete it. In other words, I do it halfway and move on to other tasks. What is my problem? What is the remedy? This reminds me, my dad used to give me this advice. He said, son, you do a job, do it right, or don't do it at all. But being a lazy hippie, I said, Dad, I won't do it at all. But that's not the right mood. We have to, when we take something out, we should, let me do it first class, you see. Let me do it first class. I've taken up this process of spiritual awakening, now let me become the pure devotee. I've taken the task of going out for preaching today, now let me do a first class job of blessing as many people as possible with the holy names, with the books, etc. It's a matter of training the mind once again, you see. The mind is fickle. It wants to run here and run there like a little rascal. Okay, mind, today we're going to try to do a first-class job of whatever service we're meant to do. And this way, you just got to train your mind. Simple thing. Okay. Although in conditional stage, we so much refreshed, we're so much harassed, troubled by the mind, one place I heard by Srila Prabhupada, the mind is not factual identity, only soul is factual. So how can I trouble so much which is not factual? See, the mind is not the actual self. The mind is a tool, that's all. Now, if you have a tool that's broken, you see, it's not functioning properly, that makes things difficult. It's like if you have a hammer and the handle is broken off and all you have is, you don't have no leverage, you see. That's very difficult. So when the mind is not controlled, it's like using a hammer with no handle on it. What can you do? Just banging it. But the leverage of the handle gives you the power, you see. So when your mind is actually under control, you have leveraging power. You can do incredible things with it, you see. It's like Guru Nanak is a favorite quote from, famous quote from Guru Nanak. He says, conquer your mind, you can conquer the whole world. And actually Prabhupada confirms that. He says, one who becomes a Jagat Guru, master of his senses, he can make the whole world Krishna conscious. So just see the power if you can actually bring your mind under control, you see. You can actually become powerful enough to make the whole world Krishna conscious. So it's really worth it. It's exciting, actually, to master this art of controlling the mind. For your own happiness and for your ability to preach and convince others. It's very enlivening, actually. Okay. Something? Internet. Yes, Guru Mata.
Question on internet.
Oh, the questions on the internet, okay. Yeah, here's from Amala Purana. Sometimes due to very hectic office work, it becomes very difficult to come back to normal spiritual life by the end of the day, and how to bring the mind out of the mode of passion. This is why we recommend chant very good japa early in the morning, you see. That gives you a really good position. And you just got to do everything you can. If you're driving home from work, or a bus or driving, you know, you could hear some kirtan. You just got to plug back in. You need to have a strong evening program, even if it's in your own home. Hearing and chanting. So it's a sandwich program, you see. Your day's activities, your work, that's in the middle, but you have to sandwich it in two pieces of Krishna, of bread on either end, you see. Krishna conscious morning program, Krishna conscious evening program. Okay, when we are healthy, it is easy to say no to the mind, but when we are diseased, we are carried away. How to control the mind in unfavorable situations? Well, the thing is, you have to... The more you're successful at bringing that mind under control when you're in healthy and in things are going well, that will carry into things when things are going bad. And here's a special insider secret in this regard. Vipadashantitashashvat-tattatata-jagad-guru-babadam-nashanam-nachad-apana-babadarshanam. You understand the meaning? Queen Kunti was praying for difficulties. She was saying, if the thing's too easy, I don't really take shelter of Krishna as much as I should. But when things get really difficult, that's when I really take shelter of Krishna. So actually, don't feel that unfavorable or difficult situations are not favorable. Actually, Kunti was begging for unfavorable, difficult situations, you see. Calamities, you see. So you have to learn how to utilize everything, you see, in Krishna's service. Once Srila Prabhupada said, when you chant, your tongue and your ears are engaged. So where is the question of the mind? How to understand this, kindly explain. If your tongue and your ears are engaged, the mind is stuck. It's trapped. It can't get away. Is it that after spending some years in Krishna consciousness as a new bhakta, trainer, preacher, manager, counselors, 5, 10, 15 years, the mind becomes a friend. If you practice this process properly, sincerely begging Krishna for pure devotional service, sincerely attending the programs like Mangal Arati, Tulsi Worship, greeting of the deities, Bhagavatam, you do your service. If you do everything according to the instructions coming down from Srila Prabhupada, your mind will definitely become more and more under your friend. That's a fact. It will, naturally. This is a healing process that Prabhupada gives us, how to bring the mind under control. If you follow the process, you will get the result. If you don't, you're not getting a result, it means you're not following the process. Maybe you're committing Vaishnava Aparad or something like that. But you have to see that I am actually plugged in and doing exactly what Prabhupada is instructing I should do. And if you're not confused about it, ask someone more advanced. Because if you actually follow exactly what Prabhupada is saying with your full sincerity of attitude, you see, then you will get the result. In the material world, there is only one place at the top in any field. How about in spiritual practice? There's unlimited spots. In spiritual life, the highest devotee would be the Uttama Adhikari, Uttama Bhakta, you see. So how many slots, positions are there available? Unlimited. We can have unlimited Uttama Adhikari. You don't have to stand in line waiting, you know, for somebody to vacate the position. You can be an Uttama Adhikari, whatever you want. Got to get rid of the Maya, that's all. You can be, and actually, as Prabhupada said, you can even be Jagat Guru, the spiritual master of the whole. We can have, just like when Lord Chaitanya was here, there were so many Jagat Gurus. The Goswamis were all Jagat. We can have many Jagat Gurus in ISKCON. And we'll all be loyal to the GBC. Not that I'm Jagat Guru, I don't listen to the GBC. No. We can have many Jagat Gurus even, who have fully conquered their minds and senses and are empowered to deliver the universe. We can have many of them. What happens if one breaks the regulator's principles after initiation? Is there any forgiveness? If one sincerely regrets one's fall down and tries to rectify himself, then he'll be okay. Krishna will help him. Thank you, Maharaj, for telling us how to preach to the mind graphically. Wanted to know what will please Srila Prabhupada among below to decide to use our time among better. So is it better to chant? Chanting beyond 16 attentive rounds or serving and trying to help others in Krishna consciousness? Why not do both? Why is it you can either chant extra rounds or you can serve and help others? Why can't you do both? 24 hours, you have 24 hours and you do both things. But actually serving is again looking at it from another angle, you're begging for service, so you have to have very first class service. It's better to do 16 rounds and serve very nicely than to chant extra rounds and not serve nicely. Because you're begging for service, that means if you don't do the service nicely, you're not sincere in your chanting. So the most important thing is to chant 16 rounds and do first class service. That's the most important thing. How can we identify that the mind is acting as a friend or an enemy? Are you thinking of Krishna? Are you attracted to girls or boys? Is it? You can see. What is am I thinking about Krishna or thinking about that Brahmacharini over there? You see. And you can know. I take the vow of extra rounds in the Kartik or some other spiritual vow like reading every day. Oh, wait a minute. We're supposed to read every day all the time anyway. Why only in Kartik? I keep forgetting about it, and also my determination goes down. How to keep up determination and maintaining the vows we take? The main thing is our 16 rounds and the regulative principles. If you do those with all sincerity and you actually call out to Krishna, not You don't chant mechanically, but you actually beg Krishna. My dear Radharani, Hare, my dear Krishna, Krishna, please bless me by engaging in pure devotional service. If you have that sincere begging while you're chanting your rounds, then you will have all the difficulties will go away. Everything will become very nice. Does deity worship help in controlling the mind along with the chanting? Absolutely. That's why we have deity worship. That's why we have Prabhupada instituted in ISKCON. Not just a Hindu thing. You want to show the Hindus they were bona fide Hindus. No, it's for our spiritual advancement. To help us. That's why deity worship is there. It's not some ritual. It's a scientific system of helping one to bring the mind fully under control. By realizing that God is a person, He's present in the name, Krishna. He's present on the altar in the deity form. We have to awaken the mood of loving service to Him in the name and in the deity both. The more you dive into the deity worship, the more the name will become attractive. And the more you dive into the name, the more the deity worship will be attractive. They feed into each other, you see. Let's see if we have any more on the internet. No more. Okay. We go to 9 o'clock, correct? 9 o'clock sharp. We end at 9?
Complete the question.
Okay. We only have three more questions, so we'll end early today. Oh, here's more. Okay. When intelligence knows what is right, how to get determination to control the mind? Well, if you're intelligent enough, your determination will be there. If you say, my intelligence knows, but I don't have the determination to actually apply it, then your intelligence is, you need to strengthen your intelligence by understanding there's really no option for my happiness than to actually take this process very seriously as my only business. So if the intelligence is stronger, the mind will be controlled. So that intelligence is my studying. The more you study and the more you apply these teachings and taste the result from applying these teachings, that will, your intelligence becomes stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. What is the higher taste for a sadhaka who has not developed love? Well, with no love, you're not getting any higher taste. You better develop love. Give your love to Krishna. You have a tendency. Instead of loving a dog, as Vishnajan Swami used to say, instead of loving a dog or a cat, why not love Krishna who made all of that? You see? Yeah. See, we have a tendency to want to love, you see. If we repose it, if we don't repose it in Krishna, that love will not satisfy us. But just try to understand with your intelligence. When you actually give your love to Krishna, then you're able to love every living entity throughout all of existence, including yourself. Because this is the highest self-interest. So just to understand, you have to develop feelings of love for Krishna. And you say, well, how can I develop love for Him? He's not present. But He is present. He's with you at every minute. How are you reciprocating with Him? You see. You have to understand Krishna is with you at every minute. You can pray to Him. My dear Lord, please bless me to be fully absorbed in serving You with love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. How to come to the level of even 101? What is it? Of what you're doing? How to come to the level of what?
10%.
Oh, 10%, yeah, okay. How to come to the level of even 10% of what you're doing? It seems impossible. Actually, whatever level you're at, whether it's 1%, then go for 2%. You're 2%, go for 3%. Every devotee, no matter how fallen you may be or how advanced you may be, every devotee has the facility to make advancement. So whatever your position, just try to make some advancement. Every day, if you can take one step closer to Krishna every day, He's going to take 10 steps towards you. So just even you know, just try to always be advancing yourself day by day, even moment by moment. Let me now become more Krishna conscious, more Krishna conscious. Let me chant my rounds with more devotion today. Let me honor Prashana in a more devoted mood today. Let me take the darshan in a more devoted mood. And always keep that pushing on yourself. Become more devoted, more devoted, more devoted. Keep telling yourself. And think the magic will happen. For a struggling sadhaka, there is a great difficulty created due to the restless mind, and at some time it is not able to experience the higher taste in spiritual life. Well, that's good. It's only some of the time he's not able to taste it. That's good. That means he is getting it some of the time. That's very good. In such a situation, the condition of sadhaka becomes very miserable. What is the hope of such a person? Just remember the times when you were tasting the nectar and see what you're doing right that enable you to taste the nectar in that situation. Study your own ups and downs. See what, when you were very enlivened, why, and understanding why you're enlivened. When you get depressed, then try to put yourself in that same situation where you got enlivened. How to deal with devotees who are always critical? Ask them to criticize you. Because a critic is the best friend. So please criticize me as much as possible. I'm very puffed up. I'm very lazy and crazy. Please, just if you can just criticize me 24 hours a day, I'll take it as the greatest blessing. I'm serious. Okay. Earlier you answered that we have to become devoted to every devotee, not just one devotee. When you were devoted to Vishnu Jana, Maharaj, at that time were you devoted to all devotees in your earlier days? Even as a young devotee, I liked so many, my nature was to like the devotees and appreciate them. It was my nature. I have so many devotees, I can just think back, I have so many nice memories of devotees. So I've always tried to have that feeling of appreciation for all the devotees. It's been my major. Now you love everyone, including you. Well, I'm trying. You know, I don't say I'm perfect, but I'm trying. How to find Vishnu Jana? Well, he's out there somewhere. I pray to him sometimes because he's very dear to me. And Prabhupada told me, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. He wrote me that in a letter. So I do feel something special for him. I have very fond memories of him. It's just like that time when I told the story the other day. I played the Kazi in the Lord Chaitanya drama, so when I shaved up, he told the Dallas Temple on the phone, guess what? The Kazi shaved up. So, you know, I remember those things. How the devotees were saying, who told you to get it? See, I went to a Kermit's barbershop and got a haircut. I thought it was cool. The Hare Krishna haircut was cool. I wasn't a devotee in the temple. So the brahmacharis are all angry. Who offered you to shave up? They're all angry at me. And Vishnu Jana was cool with it, you see. Akazi shaved up. How do we try to become devoted to one devotee at the current stage so as to love all in the future? No, just love. Give your love to Krishna and then automatically love everything. Why do you want to just love one devotee right now, you see? You should give your love to Krishna. Give your love to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I fully give myself to you. My dear Radha Vrindavan Chandra, I fully give myself to you. Bless me, I can love you with my every thought, word, and deed. You endeavor like that and all the devotees will appreciate all the devotees. What exactly is meant by when Bhakti Siddhanta says, beat the mind with shoes and a broomstick, that means you got to be tough for that mind. Okay, rascal, enough of your nonsense. No more thinking about those girls over there or this thing or that thing. Now, mind, we're going to get serious and be Krishna conscious. You got to be heavy with your mind sometimes when it gets too wild. Explains of Kartik month. Well, it's a very auspicious month when we can Actually, every month is auspicious, but Kartik is especially sweet for Krishna's pastimes. You just remember all these wonderful Kartik pastimes of the Lord. Can you please tell us how Jayananda left his body? And I don't remember that story. It's been a long time since I've read it. How he left his body. And Vishnujana Swami, he actually had some, according to all that's written, it appears he had some fall down from sannyas, and he took it very, very seriously. Very, very seriously. Not that, well, let me, you know, I'll just continue being a sannyasi. No, he actually went to the story is, he went to the confluence of the, there was some great sadhu who committed suicide at the holy place in the rivers, and he did the same thing. He went there and had some weights tied to his body, and he jumped in and he committed suicide in that place. And Prabhupada felt that was what had happened. So, here's that what happened. He committed suicide for having a fall down. So, instead of loving a dog or a cat, why don't we love Krishna who made all of that? Vishnujana Swami. It's important to have our Vishnujana Maharaj to progress in Krishna consciousness. In other words, having a hero, is that beneficial? Yes, that's why you have Diksha Guru, you see. You need to have somebody who's your inspiration. Here's a devotee who's my inspiration. I give my surrender to him. He's my authority. I fully give myself to him. That's important. That's why Krishna says you have to have a spiritual master. You mentioned that we should love Krishna, but how to love when we are not able to experience reciprocation from the Lord immediately? You are a dull-headed fool because Krishna is giving you unlimited reciprocation at every minute. You're just too blind to see it. Who's giving you the air you're breathing right now? The city of Pune? Krishna is sustaining you at every minute. He's giving you this temple also. You have to see how Krishna is blessing you unlimitedly at every minute. Don't be a dull-headed, Prabhupada used to say. After reading the pastimes of Krishna before sleeping, the mind while sleeping tends to focus on the demons in the pastimes rather than Krishna. That's no problem. If you dream about Kamsa being killed by Krishna or a Putana witch being killed by Krishna, that's great. I have no problem with that. If there are no demons in the pastime, it relates that pastime to another pastime, which has a demon and the cycle continues. Actually, if you're dreaming about the demons in Krishna Leela, that's great. Continue, you have my blessings to continue dreaming about demons in Krishna Leela. I hope I come to that level of advancement someday. Due to disease condition in the body, I cannot... I cannot be fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's not true. You can't say, well, I can't become fixed in Krishna consciousness because I have a diseased body. That's not true. Actually, a diseased body, you have a disease that you have to understand, according to your inclinations and your karma, that diseased body is a special blessing from Krishna to help you take shelter of him. You see? That's what you have to understand. This difficulty I'm going through with the body is Krishna's special blessing because of my enjoying mood. You see, he pulled the rug out and I'm not going to let you have an enjoying body now. He put you in a suffering condition. You were too much in an enjoying mood, so Krishna gave you this suffering situation to help you become sober. You have to understand, it's a blessing. Whatever your situation is, it's Krishna's blessing. If you have a healthy body, then that's also a blessing. You can do a lot of service, you can preach, you can do so many things. You have to see everything as Krishna's blessing. How to keep the mind and the self always, mind and self always separate all the time? You keep your mind always engaged in Krishna's service. That's the key. Can you please tell the incident of you saw the Murti, the Prabhupada crying tears. Let's see. The incident of youth saw the Murti of Srila Prabhupada crying tears in Atlanta. Let's see, when is that past tense? I'm trying to remember that past tense.
Relevant question.
What did Prabhupada say?
Relevant question is going over time.
No, I was authorized to authorize these.
Okay.
I was authorized to go a little over time with these, just two questions left.
But we have to
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. Maybe it'll come to my mind. Jai Bataka. Oh, yeah, yeah. Jai Bataka Swami. That's right. Maybe it wasn't in Atlanta then. I don't remember.
It was during the
Panihati festival.
It was during Panihati festival. There was a very beautiful kirtan going, very ecstatic kirtan was happening. Jai Pataka Maharaj was in the back. So the devotees saw that Prabhupada was, tears were rolling out of Prabhupada's deity. Some devotees thought that Jai Pataka Maharaj, they called Jai Pataka Maharaj, also then Jai Pataka Maharaj confirmed that Prabhupada's tears were coming out of the eyes. But there was another sannyasi also, that is his condensation only.
Do you, as you told that we should love all the devotees, but also we hear to put water in the root of the tree. In other words, we should love Krishna, something automatically, we will love his devotees. That's true. Actually, we're good from both ends. By loving Krishna, you will naturally love all the devotees. But when you try to love the devotees and serve the devotees, then that will help you awaken love for Krishna. So we're good from both ends. If I try to love you as a devotee, you see, it's like reminding you of devotees can always stay shaved, you see. That's my love. When I chastise one of the initiated devotees for a beard, that's my love. Because it's Prabhupada's order, you see. I'm trying to connect him with Prabhupada. If you're initiated, you should be clean shaved every day. Prabhupada's order. Prabhupada didn't like the mustache. He chastised a devotee who had a mustache. The devotee tried to argue with Prabhupada, you had a mustache when you were a householder. Prabhupada said, that was before my diksha. So you should try to be loving in all your dealings with all the devotees, even if it means correcting them. That's also love. So you work it from both ends. The more you love the devotees, the more Krishna bhakti comes. The more you give your love to Krishna, the more your love for the devotees come. They feed into each other. So do both. And then your life will be successful. So that wraps it up now. We're getting ready to head out to the holy dham of Sri Vrindavan. To get that dust, breathe in that Vrindavan dust, purify our whole bodies, our minds, our intelligence, everything become pure. So we're very much grateful. This is indeed a home for us. It definitely is. I mean, this is an amazing place. I came out, coming last night down the stairs and seeing so many people here. This is like a whole spiritual planet here. I mean, it's amazing. This is a little microcosm. We want to turn the whole Earth planet into an atmosphere like this. That's our goal. You see? Make the whole planet Earth like this in every town and every village. That everywhere people are worshiping Krishna, having kirtan, taking vishadam, dancing in ecstasy, discussing these wonderful teachings of Prabhupada. This is such a nice atmosphere here. And I'm very much indebted to Radhanath Swami, who's inspiring me, to your temple president, to Lebati Pati Prabhu. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing you're doing here. May Krishna bless you, that you all can become the pure devotees and you can attract the whole world to come here and see Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. So we would like to express our gratitude to His Grace Sankarsan Das Adhikari Prabhu and also Her Grace Vishnu Priya Mataji for this visit and inspiring, enlivening us so nicely. So what we find through that chit, first chit only that came today. that why doesn't Prabhuji make Pune ISKCON as his base? So that shows that devotees are falling in love with Prabhuji. And as Mataji very nicely pointed it out, that may lead to contempt, because what he is offering us is his Vani, and if we take it very seriously, then that will enliven us and that will inspire us, make us high in spiritual life. Then we will take his Vapu also properly and seriously. So Mataji feels that currently, you know, Vani is sufficient. So we all have to take his Vani very seriously. Certainly it shows that his Vani is making its base in our hearts, that's for sure. So we are very happy to have Prabhuji's association. Prabhuji throws pearls through each of his statements. I hope we become proper recipients and pick up these pearls and store them in our heart and preserve them there and appreciate and glorify and adore them there. So he is very ecstatic and we find so inspirational. And also he is also very humble, that we see that, you know, he said for that question, the answer he gave, somebody is finding Krishna demons, and demons Krishna kills in the Krishna Leela that come in his night time. So Prabhuji said, you know, I hope that I will also get that Krishna is killing demons in the heart. So Prabhuji is very humble also, that is very inspiring. And again through his message he tells us to accept a spiritual master, the advice of the spiritual master very seriously. And he says, beg, and pray. So many answers I was finding, Prabhuji was answering through praying. Pray, again and again. So he is very deep and he is very serious in his Krishna consciousness. That's what he has been doing. And he is inspiring us through his words, that we should also imbibe that mood. So it's very great fortune that we are having him here twice a year, to every 6 months. So we hope that we'll have this association more and more, so that all of us, Prabhuji, we are all neophytes. Without your holy association and Mataji's holy association, we won't be able to make progress to where you expect us to be, at the lotus feet of Krishna. So we hope that we get Prabhuji's association again and again. When we intensify our devotional service, become very prayerful, begging, ideal servants of Srila Prabhupada and his followers, then I am sure Radha Rundan Chandra Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and Gaur Nithai will award us with their association more and more. So let us take the inspiration very seriously in our heart, and let us thank Prabhuji as well as Mataji by loudly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. His Grace Sankarsana Das Adhikari Prabhu Ki, Her Grace Vishnu Priya Mataji Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Thank you very much.